This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy!
It's Michael, Rach, I'll say that again. Rach, Michael, and Jack in the back driving you home here on Joy.
Oh, that was brilliant, Michael. Yes.
Well done, Daddy.
Coming up this...
Yahtzee, I won.
Good job, Jack. Coming up this hour, I'm going to talk to you about star signs and horoscopes. Going to get deep into it.
I'm talking about people who bite off more than they can chew.
And we're going to play a bit of a game of two truths and a lie.
I love that stuff.
It's so mysterious today.
It's like when you play truth or dare.
Or have you ever?
Yes, or spin the bottle. That's also fun. Speaking of spin the bottle and daddies, so if you're available, let us know. Level 9, 225 Burke Street. But let's get going with an absolute janthem from 2005, Italian production duo Francesco Giovannini and Max Sanna. Grazie mille. It's Lovemakers. Oh. It's This Feeling. Get dancing. You're in. Get driving home with Rach, Michael, and Jack in the back. It's 5 minutes past five. You're on Joy.
I'm
got this feeling. It's a Lovemakers here on Joy 94.9. It's Rach, Puppy Rach, Michael and Jack in the back driving you home on this Tuesday afternoon. It was very pound puppy like in here during that song.
It was. Because it's just one of those songs where you can't hit those high notes, so you've got to...
It was great.
Speak for yourselves.
Sorry.
We have that famous person over here that sings. Any singer famous person. Barbara Streisand. There we go.
Who waves?
Sold. So, fun story. It's not really a fun story. I read my horoscope last week.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done.
Because it's not actually something I ever do. I found out at a young age that I was an Aries because everything about me is a sheep. So Aries is a ram, which is a sheep. My name is Rachel, which means lamb. And I was born in the year of the goat, which is practically a sheep anyway. So everything about me is a sheep. Some sort of farm animal that has wool.
Matt.
So I was like, okay, well.
Or insurance company.
What actually? Yes, sorry. Gotcha. Understand now. So I was like, what actually does my star sign mean? Why am I getting particular horoscopes? So here's what it says. So Aries is between March 21st and April 19th. Aries people are creative, adaptive, and insightful. They can also be strong-willed and spontaneous, sometimes to a fault. That's so true. Aries people can be driven and are very ambitious, often making them overachievers in anything they set their mind to tackle. Possibly. Aries are fine signs, whatever. Oh, fire signs.
Yes, fire sign, yes.
Does that mean I'm hot?
I think so.
Although, as to is their personality.
A bit of roasted lamb is delicious.
It is. Yes, I agree.
The rosemary goodness.
But apparently I can get quick to anger as well as a bunch of other negative things that I'm not going to mention because you don't need to know that.
That's the beauty of star signs, isn't it?
It's yes.
Well, don't worry about that.
But that's exactly my point. Is star signs and horoscopes one of those things where you could just like pick and choose the bits of information that you want from all of them? Or does it actually apply to you? So like if I was writing a star sign, I could be like, tomorrow is a new day. Embrace it. Right? That sounds like a...
It does.
A horoscope.
You could be the new Athena Star Woman.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not
Rach
that psycho.
Star Woman.
I might be a little bit psycho, but not that crazy.
Or Karen Marigold, who talks like this and tells you your star sign, that tomorrow all will be well. Like that. Just like that. That's what she does.
Wow. Do you ring her up for $7 an hour?
Oh, no. You see on the tally.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Who do you ring out? My different job.
Jack, what's your star sign?
I am a Leo.
You are a Leo. So you are a lion.
Big old lion.
You're a lion.
Big puss.
Okay. So here's my horoscope for you.
Oh.
Don't forget to tie your shoes.
Well, that's very good.
Yeah.
I often have trouble getting out of my boots and I have cut many a pair of laces.
What did I just say? See, what's your star sign, Michael?
I'm a Scorpio.
A Scorpio, that's a scorpion.
That's right, yes.
Oh, see, I know these things without having to look at my sheet of paper that tells me these things. So here's one for you. The stars will reveal your future.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It doesn't necessarily mean the stars in the sky. Maybe you're going to marry a famous person.
And always wash your stinger.
Oh, you have to do that. You have to do that.
I want people to write in, though, and tell me your horoscopes. So just give us a horoscope and we can write. Let's do a year's worth of horoscopes for everybody.
Joy 94.9.
Rach, Michael and Jack in the back driving you home on this Tuesday. Big hello to Ian from St Kilda for renewing his membership. Thank you.
Oh, hello.
You can still be a member of Joy and keep us out loud proud. Go to joy.org.au. Other things you can find online are your star signs.
Yes. I have another horoscope for you, okay?
Okay.
Plant a seed and it will grow.
I once planted a candy cane when I was young, so I thought a candy cane tree would grow. It did not.
That's disappointing.
Not a I was seed, a slow though. Child.
You needed the candy cane seed.
I know, idiot.
Yes, gosh, you can't just plant the cane.
No, that's right. It's like just getting a branch of a tree. You can't plant that, can you?
You can if it's a...
Depends on the tree.
Yeah.
Not the candy tree. You can't.
Not the candy tree. Don't be ridiculous. Oh, anyway.
Tree talk.
I actually also discovered in my research on what are star signs and horoscopes that they've actually had a makeover.
Oh, nice.
They have. Now, I'm going to read you out all the new makeovers, and I want you to guess what star sign
I'm
it is.
I'm scared, okay.
All right. Two sharks high-fiving.
Gemini.
double shark.
That was awesome. All right, Jacqueline, this one you should get as well. Nachos.
No, I've just gone soft. I got too excited.
She just wants nachos.
Nachos. What would be something that's crunchy yet soft?
Cancer. No. Carcinogenic. crunchy.
Ooh, it's a tricky ooh. One. I don't know.
What are the ones?
Aries.
No, it's the Capricorn.
Of course it is.
Oh, Capricciosa. That's Capricio- a pizza. No, I've gone too far.
All right. What about a really cool dragon?
Scorpio.
No.
But why were they a dragon?
Yeah. Sorry to break it to you. You're actually a miniature horse with attitude.
Bloody hell, really? I'm my little pony. I am my little pony.
Beautiful.
You said you were Leo, didn't you, Jack?
Yes.
Okay, your makeover is actually a mermaid eating a donut.
Oh.
Oh, that's pretty. That's accurate.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Which part? The mermaid, the donut, the combination?
I have no genitals.
Sorry.
That was an overshare.
I'm sorry if your birthday is between November 22 and December 21, because that makes you a Sagittarius, which is now a bucket of ranch dressing.
Mmm.
Yeah. Or you can just be like me and you're a dog wearing sunglasses. Too cool. Too cool for school.
I don't understand how. How do people come up with those?
I don't know.
Magic mushrooms. I don't know.
A whole field of them,
actually.
Too
much psilocybin for
Look,
anyone.
I just did a whole lot of research and this is what I came across, okay? I didn't write it. I'm just relaying the information.
Oh, but I want to be a magical dragon.
You could be a slice. Ooh, that was really loud. You could be a slice of pizza, which is the Taurus.
That's a nice one.
I'd eat the Taurus then. I wouldn't actually be it. If you have some ideas for a star sign, if you've got a star sign for us, I need one.
Write
I think for tomorrow.
A horoscope.
Yeah, horoscope for tomorrow. I'm Scorpio. Rach is
Aries,
and Jack is
Leo.
Joy.
It's a Janthem from Agnes, the Warren Clark remix edit of On and On here on Joy as you drive home with Jack in the with Michael and Rach.
Thank you.
It's Agnes with On and On here with Rach and Michael and Jack in the back driving you home on your Tuesday. I think it's Tuesday. Yeah, it's Tuesday.
Yes,
yeah,
it
afternoon.
Is.
Yeah, evening here on Joy. Now, Jack.
Welcome to the party, Michael.
Thank
it's
you.
Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
Oh my
I don't
God.
Know what day it is.
Yeah.
I just turn up. That's it. Dean's not here, of course. I am, but I'm better. Now, Jack, you got something's been annoying you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's something. No, I just stumbled across. I was having a scroll, as on Facebook, not a cinnamon one, though. I'm quite partial. And I found, I fell into the quote-unquote wonderful world of competitive eating.
Oh, delicious.
Did you know that's a thing?
I've seen TV shows.
Like, I've seen, yes, certain things. I just remember, like, it's school fates or whatever. It's like, eat sausage rolls, this is mayhem. But it's an actual thing that people are athletes at eating food. And that disgusts my very being. I think it's awful.
Why the hate?
Well, just because it's such a waste. And it's like teaching people nothing. Like, it's meant to be, you're meant to eat for sustenance and also for pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Well, hello.
And put that in my mouth for pleasure. And it's not just meant to be scoffing it down, not enjoying it. You know, we're getting obese for a reason. Everyone's just rah, 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 rah. And then vomiting it up.
Well,
but and if it's meat, what's it doing for
it?
CO2? But you make money off a lot of things, Rachel,
Andy,
that I can't talk
dollar,
about.
Dollar, dollar, yeah. Dollar. Hey, there's certain things that I won't put in my mouth, but yep. A burger I would.
But one of those.
How
like,
many, though? How yeah. many burgers would you put in your mouth?
Oh, yeah, but see, that's the problem. I couldn't enter an eating competition because I have quite a good gag reflex. I nearly gagged saying the
did
word.
Did you did? He was like, ooh.
Gag. Yeah, I couldn't do it, but I would rather have do an eating contest than eat something else for money.
There was a competition at a place in St Kilda, which is like a park that likes the moon. Am I allowed? Anyway, I'm being cryptic. And there's a hot dog eating competition. So how many hot dogs you can eat in 10 minutes and you win $500.
I know a few guys who'd be able to down quite a few sausages in one mouthful without a problem in that time.
Sausage slingers.
Yeah, big time. All the way down. Not even chewing. This is goes right down.
Like little ducks.
Exactly. I reckon that'd be a fun little night out.
But is that... Yeah, it depends what you're doing. It's like you're throwing fish to a seal. It was like...
Maybe people are actually pelicans and they can hold it in their, like, their undercarriage of their throat. I don't know what it's called.
What's mouth that? Flaps,
your saggy
know.
Part of you.
Why can't you just see how many cigarettes you can smoke or how much bleach you can drink? That'll get... It's natural selection. I've gone too far, haven't I? I'm judging Michael's face going, you need to back up, Jacqueline.
I would down a few hot dogs. I'd give it a go. I wouldn't do all the time, though.
Hot dogs, that's not actually food at all, though.
And that's the reason why you can take them all down. Yeah. Easy. Not a problem.
It's just going to go in one end and come out the other, really.
Yeah.
It's but in not a comfortable way.
No.
How many would you do? It's like the Weet-Bix question. How many do you do? How many would you bloody do eating competition?
No, would it be? Have you done it before? And how have you ended up at afterwards as well? We need some evidence.
How was your
help.
Soul and your bum?
Your butt and your bum.
I was going to say bum hole.
Oh,
I did.
Oh, okay, good.
Take
good
me
try.
Off the air, someone.
Oh, I think it's time. Yes, Alfie Arcuri's brand new single, out and proud. Sydney singer. He won The Voice last year. What's his name? Jonah? No. What's Judah won this
Judah.
Year?
Judas.
King Judah. My ass.
Joy podcasts. Where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au.
You are with, of course, Rach, Michael, and Jack in the back. On the phone is Alex.
We've got Alex from the Big Smoke. How are you this evening, Alex?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
We are most fantastic. Are now, we have heard that you have a bit of a game to play with us about two lies and one truth.
Yes.
The bottle is ready.
Yeah, we are ready for it.
Okay, so we've got three stories circulating Facebook at the moment. The first one is the fidget spinners that are exploding in the hands of people using them.
It's like Samsung all over again.
A lot of people around Facebook are talking about this. There's a massive issue and parents are sharing the articles around Facebook as a warning.
Oh.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Doesn't exist. It's not true. It's just, you know, a bit of scaremongering, a bit of parents who, you know, share stories that they all share and they freak out about, but there's no documentation that fidget spinners have been exploding.
The other
story that's going around is that there the amount of men that women sleep with, they end up retaining their DNA.
Oh.
But by accidentally or just...
No, like just... it's just every time they sleep with them, they retain their DNA. So essentially we become these old people with like 100 DNA of Ben in our bodies still, apparently, according to the research.
God help me then.
Oh, you're a human swab.
Goodness gracious.
So the funny thing about it is a lot of Christian groups were sharing the article around Facebook. Say, you know, everyone, this is why you shouldn't have sex before marriage. But I'm happy to say that it's fake news.
Oh, yeah,
thank
gosh.
God.
So what is the real news then?
So the best part of this whole evening is to tell you that the real news that isn't fake is actually the story about the dog who was elected mayor of a little county in Kentucky.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, that is fantastic news.
His name's Bryn, and he had a little bit of a competition. He had a duck, a chicken, and a little boy that was also vying for the role.
Wow, and
but the
dog
town
won.
Chose Bryn.
People well take done, Parliament Bryn. Very seriously.
Well, you know what? I think Kentucky probably said, you know what? I think this dog can probably do a better a better job at working out our finances than who's in office now.
One bark for yes, two barks for no.
Yeah. Right.
I would have liked the duck just so it could pass a lot of bills. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
I'm and back. That wins the comment of the night. Thank you for joining us as always, Alex. We would love to play that game again. That was fun.
Thank you so much.
Have a good night.
Hey, Alex.
You too. Thank you.
We're totally bent for your listening pleasure. Joy 94.9.
Now, obviously Michael has quite a familiar sounding voice. And if you didn't realise, he was actually our representative, the word beginning with C that I can't remember.
Correspondent?
Correspondent. Thank you.
I'm glad I chimed in with that because...
Jack is my brain in the back.
He's been described as worse.
C. Start with C as well.
C word. Yes. For Eurovision.
Yes, that's right.
So we're talking all things around the world.
Yeah.
You were obviously in Kiev this year.
I
Did
was.
You go anywhere else?
No, I was just in Kiev for this year. And funnily enough, actually, they just had Kiev Pride.
Oh! Are they allowed to do that so close to Russia?
Yeah, well, apparently it's all okay. There's a lot of police there, but ends up being a relatively
Hopefully
okay.
for protection, not
yes.
for battery.
No.
Good.
But, you know, good fun. I'd happily go back.
Where else have you had to travel for the Eurovisions?
Oh, I've been to Austria and
oh, yes.
I've also been to Sweden.
Oh. Where'd you go in Austria?
Vienna, the capital. But I was in Malmö. In Sweden.
You didn't do the Sound of Music in Salzburg?
No, there was no time for that.
Okay.
I ain't got time for that.
There's always time for that.
Well, you know. But no, it was good fun and I was happy. It's nice to just get around. The only problem is that it's not a good holiday sort of thing because you're not stuck with, but you're in the media scrum for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
You don't actually get to see a lot of the place.
Mm.
But, you know, you still meet nice people, some are nicer than others, and all the rest of it. So it's not too bad.
All right, question of the century. How much baggage do you pack for that week? How many kilos do you book in?
30, no?
I had 18 kilos.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. How many pairs of shoes in that 18 kilos?
Oh, only a couple. I bought some while I was over there. And even then, I was below 25 when I got back.
Well done.
Joy.
Well done.
Thank you. Mm.
So, Jack.
I'm a light packer.
Where else
that.
Have you been? We know that you lived in France and you speak all French and stuff.
I schlepped around Europe for about 4 years. I originally went to London and then I ended up in Paris because I was travelling around a little bit with an Argentinian dance group called Tango Fire.
Oh.
And I met them in Hamburg in Germany and then I went with them to Greece. That's what you do when you're 22.
Were you also Argentinian fire dancing?
No,
it's firing?
Very it's a very difficult dance. I was just
you were just
being
a groupie.
Silly.
Oh.
Running around, met a girl who lived in Paris. She's like, who's from Melbourne? And she's like, oh, come live with me. I'm like, okay. and then my sister was living in Austria. That's why I asked you, Michael. She lived in St. Anton, which is one of the most popular skiing destinations, skiing resorts in the world. And it's in the non-snow season. What do you call that?
The dry season?
Yeah,
the green season?
So. Mm. It's a town of like 2,000 people, Ooh. But then it like quadruples, and it's the most beautiful, ridiculous, postcard, picturesque town. And when everything's green, they have a competition, and the cow that produces the best milk gets a little headband full of posies, and they parade it through the village.
It's the most adorable thing I've ever heard.
They have so many traditions.
Who judges the milk, though? Like, who gets to decide whose milk is the best?
So the mayor goes around and he sucks the teat. He doesn't. No one's teat sucking. Not on my watch.
Is the mayor a calf? It wouldn't be surprising.
It's a beautiful place.
It'd be tasty, though.
But I have never been to Italy or Spain.
Oh,
I know.
That's next. I'm in Spain. Italy, yes, not Spain, though.
Yeah, no, I've got the Maltese passport, a which is no language's meaning European passport.
No, that was Maltese, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah. It is a weird language.
LMC and Raja McFarlane, you get what you give. It's all about the milk, I suppose, isn't it? You get good milk.
When you give your cows good love.
You get good milk. Oh, yeah. Something like that. We're very deep here.
When I say love, I mean grass.
Deep in cattle.
You're on Joy.
Joy 94.9 is on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But sometimes you can't always be with us when you want to. Here's the solution. Here's the solution. Listen to your favourite Joy 94.9 show anytime with our Joy podcast service. Our team of over 30 volunteers pick out the best bits from around 60 programs that Joy airs each week, made available to you for free download. To find a podcast of your favourite Joy show, search for us in the featured providers section within the iTunes store, or find them on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Joy Podcasts. Any show, any show, anytime, joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.